Welcome to today's broadcast. Today we are diving into 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 21. Our theme is Christianity, a distinct identity. Our topic is called to be holy. Let's get right into the word. 1 Peter 1, 13 to 21 urges believers to live holy, hopeful lives in light of their salvation. The Apostle Peter calls Christians to discipline their minds, abandon their former sinful desires, and model their behaviors after God's holiness. He grounds this mandate in the reality that Christ ransomed them with his own precious blood. We are encouraged to fix our hope entirely on the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to discontinue our practice of the old habits and conforming to the old ways of life. Let us remember that as Christians with a distinct identity, we are to place our hope and faith in God. Friends, a distinct identity demands a distinct lifestyle. Because we have a living hope in Jesus, we simply cannot continue living the way we used to live. Apostle Peter calls us to action. He tells us to prepare our minds, to exercise self-control, and to set our hope fully on the grace coming when Jesus Christ is revealed. I invite us to imagine a person who is suddenly adopted out of a severe poverty into a royal family. This individual is given a new name, a royal title, and total freedom. However, if he or she continues wearing his or her old tattered rags and begging for scraps on the street, this behavior would certainly contradict his or her new reality. As believers, our spiritual adoption means we cannot keep begging or borrowing from the old habits of our past. We must actively put on the clothes of our new royal identity. The word of God in 1 Peter 1:13 says, "Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming." See yourself through the eyes of Jesus Christ as an individual whose life has been transformed through spiritual adoption. Ephesians 4:22 to 24 also reminds us to put off our old self and put on the new self created to be like God. Here's a timely reminder. Before you knew Christ, you were shaped by evil desires and ignorance. You went along with the crowd. But look at you now. Just look at you now. You're children of God, a new creation, a brand new man. Praise the Lord. The blueprint of your daily behavior is no longer the culture around you. It is the character of God himself. Think of a smartphone software update. When a phone upgrades from an old bug-ridden operating system to the latest software, it stops running the outdated glitched code. It ignores the old commands because it now operates on a completely different blueprint. Before Christ, we ran on the glitchy, broken software of cultural trends and old habits. But not anymore. Why? Because becoming a child of God means completely overwriting the old data with the clean blueprint of God's character. You can sing, "I'm no longer a slave to trends, for I am a child of God." 1 Peter 1:14 to 15 commands us, as obedient children, not to conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. We praise the Lord. Let's clear something up right now. Holiness is not just a rigid list of rules. It is about reflecting the heart of our Heavenly Father. We must live our lives here as temporary residents in reverent fear. Consider a young child who watches their father work in the garden or cook in the kitchen. Without being given a strict book of rules, the child naturally starts mimicking the father's posture, hand gestures, and a tone of voice simply out of love and proximity. True holiness is not a checklist of dry restrictions. It is a natural family resemblance that develops because we spend time with our Heavenly Father and want to act and to be just like Him. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 1:17 to live our time as foreigners here in reverent fear. And in St. Matthew 5:16, we are to let our light shine so others may see our good deeds and glorify our Father in heaven. Holiness reflects our Heavenly Father. My brothers and sisters, why must we live this way? Why are we encouraged to live holy lives? The answer is simply because our freedom was not bought with cheap, perishable things like silver or gold. In the words of the Greeks, meginito, which is a strong, definite no, absolutely no. Our identity was purchased with the precious blood of Christ. He was the perfect lamb, without blemish or defect. You belong to Him. For a better understanding of this concept, I want you to picture someone walking into an art museum and spotting a dirty, scratched canvas tucked away in a corner. The crowd ignores it, thinking it is all just worthless trash. Suddenly, a master art collector steps up and pays $10 million for it. The object's value is instantly redefined, not by its current condition, but by the staggering price the buyer was willing to pay. The world might treat your life as cheap or broken, but Jesus looked at you and paid for you with His matchless, priceless blood. 1 Peter 1:18 to 19 reminds us we are not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. 1 Corinthians 6:20, it hits it home totally and completely. It says, "You are bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. When the world looks at your life, they should see a clear, undeniable reflection of the Holy God." In closing, I'm appealing to my listeners. Be mindful that you were made for something higher than the empty way of life passed down by this world. Jesus paid for your freedom with His very blood. He did it so you could be clean, whole, and holy. If you want to break free from your old life today, if you want to receive the forgiveness that Jesus bought for you, come to Him right now. Turn your heart to Him and let Him make you holy. I pray that God will help every one of us to accept His forgiveness, to seek to be holy as He is holy. Thank you for listening to today's message. May God bless you and guide your steps this week.